Time has come for Wheels and Gas. We're gonna watch all those films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is a very, very special episode to us. Super special. Way too special, almost. I am your host, The Big Snake, and...
Also your host, Crazy T, in the house. My house. This is my house. I did not invite you people here.
That's okay, because we showed up regardless. And when I say we, I mean we have our favorite guests on board tonight. Jaywalk, Justin, the Wentworth Man.
Hello, hello.
There he is.
Trying on a little Cockney accent. What do you guys think?
Old DJ, Dirty Justin.
Yeah. Sounded pretty good. Yeah. Sounded pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
What do you guys think of the new studio?
Very nice.
I feel like we have a new studio every episode.
It's almost like I used to live in this studio. Mm. It feels like that. It feels comfortable like that.
Yeah.
The heat's cranked up to 115.
No, look at the thermometer. It's crazy. I don't know how it gets like this.
Apparently, it's only 55 degrees in here.
It's
news to me.
Well, you could have
fooled
me.
You know what they say. In the sun, the direct rays.
It's nighttime.
It is, but
it's been sunny in here earlier. You guys just didn't see it.
Pretending like the sun doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know the sun exists. The heat rays, probably don't stick around this long.
What's new with you guys? I feel like it's been a while.
Oh, I got a big update for you, actually.
Sure, take it away.
Just so you know, I drove all the way over here with my gas light on. Psh, psh,
psh, psh. Nice, you're
pretty crazy.
It was a pretty tense ride.
Is that what gaslighting is?
Well, I think it's banned.
White knuckle driving.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty intense moment. Justin was really just. He was not very comfortable with it, but that's okay because it's for me.
Did you guys have like your classic all is lost moment on the ride down here? Was there like a sputter when you were hitting the gas, or
was there a detour?
That would be fucking exciting.
The detour was at Popeye's. We stopped at Popeye's.
Nah. And the first gas station I went to apparently didn't sell gas anymore. Not that they're just out of gas; they just decided they're going to keep the pumps up and not sell gas anymore.
Still one of the better gas stations around.
And then we floated over to the Popeye's. You know the place. It's a fast food restaurant.
What'd you guys get?
I got the ghost pepper wings. They were not that spicy. I've had real ghost pepper before. That wasn't real ghost pepper.
Did you happen to use the promotional code for the Popeyes?
You know we have a deal going
Snake
with Popeyes,
and tea joint
right?
venture.
Did I not mention this to you in the car?
Oh, man. I didn't. I paid full price for those ghost pepper wings. I paid $6.90.
No, well, the promotional code is actually, it's more of a secret code. When you get up to the window, all you have to do is say, I'm not paying that much. And they'll know what you're talking about.
It's code.
It's code. And they'll say, okay, sir, well, you know what? You get 20% off your meal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Also, it happens
to work
at
that one next
Burger
time.
King, McDonald's, and your participating Baskin Robbins. Only the ones attached to
DQ
Dunkin' Donuts.
DQ Grill and Chill.
Yeah, DQ Grill and Chill. Grill and Chills only, not the conventional DQs, with only the ice cream. That's all chill and no grill. You know, like when we were picking our partners, we do it very fastidiously. We choose our partners accordingly to what fits us.
It's good we get the updates.
Yeah, no, it is good we get the updates.
It's like an important part of this
podcast. It is important. I think it's pretty important. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is our Thanksgiving episode.
It is the Thanksgiving episode.
This is our Thanksgiving episode.
You're right about that.
Go ahead. Tell me that. Yeah, timing was never my best quality. I understand that. But this is, regardless, still our Thanksgiving episode.
Well, the beauty of podcasts is, like, people might not, you know, every year they can pull this episode up and just listen to it on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving, yeah. This is for Thanksgiving, like, 2018, realistically.
It's just like that favorite pair of underwear, you know? You just wash it.
Yeah, your Thanksgiving underwear.
Wear it again, you know? I mean, just same with this episode. You listen to it today and maybe tomorrow you say, no, that was a real good one. I'm going to come back to that.
This is going to be one you put on the speakers while your family's over your house and just listen to it together. As a unit.
I agree. It is great background noise. I agree. This is excellent static noise to have in the background during a family gathering.
I agree.
I don't have a favorite.
But let's explain why it's the Thanksgiving episode. We, of course, gathered here today to watch an Owen Wilson film, as we do. We watch, rate, and review.
That's what we do.
And today we watched the 2014 film, Free Birds. jokes?
Actually, according to the IMDb page, this film came out in 2013, Tom.
Huh.
That's at least what I saw on IMDb. I thought we were in 2014. IMDb,
still in the Obama years, but not 2014.
I might have got my information from Wikipedia.
Got a few R's crossed.
Wikipedia, huh?
Wikipedia.
Well.
.is.
We all that. You with the .isis, man. You really shouldn't support that organization. You gotta stop visiting those websites.
Faster internet speeds. So 2013, okay. I was misled.
Should we say that it's a Thanksgiving movie? It's about turkeys being pardoned, and it's about turkeys and Thanksgiving?
Halloween, Thanksgiving.
Right, well, you know. Oh, well,
that's the greatest film I've ever seen about turkey.
I would say so.
Ooh.
It's really good.
What's my favorite turkey film?
You know, every time you talk to a child when you're not prepared to talk to a child, just ask them if they're looking forward to a holiday. Thanksgiving's probably not the best one, but Halloween, Christmas, say, hey, buddy, you looking forward to Halloween? They're going to say, yeah, they're probably going to get pretty excited.
And some free candy? What conversations are you having?
You never got caught just like having to say hi to a child that you weren't prepared for, like someone's child, someone's kid. It's like a coworker, maybe a distant family member or a friend's friend
who has a child. I love Thanksgiving. My birthday is right on Thanksgiving.
So how happy would you be if an adult asked you if you're looking forward to Thanksgiving? You'd probably lose your shit.
It'd be a normal adult conversation. How old do you think I am?
How old are you?
17.
See, you would be excited if an adult like myself or Justin here asked you if you're looking forward to Thanksgiving the next year. I'm just trying to give some advice. I'm sorry.
Does anyone have some favorite Thanksgiving moments from their past they'd like to share?
Favorite Thanksgiving moments?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a holiday to reflect on. We're talking about Thanksgiving. I'm trying to make it a Thanksgiving themed.
This past episode. Thanksgiving, I went to old Jake's parents' house, and they're playing this phone game where you do the thing with like you put the phone over your head and try to guess what things are. And somebody thought Porky the Pig's name was Pigsley. That's one of my Thanksgiving highlights.
Who thought that was Pigsley?
I don't remember. Yeah, I just thought that was
pretty funny.
That happened just this year. Your best Thanksgiving was this
moment.
Year.
Yeah.
We do it up at the Doherty House.
I'm going to remember that Thanksgiving moment better than most of them, really.
We do it up at the Snake Den. What can I say? There was a lot of cheer, holiday cheer happening in there. What about you?
Mine would have to be all that. I'm just trying to remember time that, like, you know, I love enjoying that good shopping you get to do that the next day, you know?
Oh, the Black Friday? But, I mean, Are you talking about Black Friday?
It's usually happening on Thanksgiving. It's just, I love going to stores and supermarkets and buying stuff. And it's such a good time.
Malls? You're going to malls on Thanksgiving?
Every year you just get to start doing it early and earlier. It's just great, man.
Heck, I'd be lying if I said it didn't go out this year. I went and bought myself a big ass TV on.
I've seen your TV.
It's a big ass TV. It's a big.
It's the kind of TV you can only buy on Thanksgiving.
It's a big one. That's 4K? A Thanksgiving TV. Absolutely, 4K, HDR.
You think no one can afford to buy a 4K TV unless it was on Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
saying.
Let's
be real.
I sure as heck wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Jake, you got any?
I got any Thanksgiving stories that I'd like to share?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know,
that's what we're doing.
One year I was at Thanksgiving and my grandmother came over. She was very ill. And I had to, me and my brothers had to carry her in her wheelchair.
Speak up, son.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Me and my brothers had to carry her up the front stairs of the house. So we're not handicap accessible. And, you know, and I just sat there and I put my grandmother down on the top of the stairs. And I just thought to myself, like, good Lord, is this what age does to someone? This is a sad thing. This is a sad day for. There's no thanks here.
Yeah, me too, man.
You know what I mean? You know,
yeah. Great story that I was listening to.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Well, what do you say we talk turkey, huh, fellas?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's talk turkey. That's fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
So, this was Free Birds. It stars Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, actual real life friends in the real life. Amy Poehler, Keith David, George Takei.
Takei. No. You read it's a thing you have. You read all those names wrong.
Takei, what? What do you mean those names?
every name of an Asian.
Oh man,
there's nothing wrong with me saying that.
Remember that time you thought it was Lucy Liu?
Yeah, he still says that. You. He still says Lucy Liu.
It's Lucy Luau.
No, mm-mm. Lucy Luau.
Luau.
No.
Look at the letters. Whatever, I've heard her say. Her name in interviews.
I'm pretty sure you tried to call her Lucy Sun like a few times.
All right,
it's racist, man. You're a racist.
Well, however you pronounce it, he's in the movie, along with other people who are not important. And this film is about. Let me talk about what the film is about.
Okay, yeah, talk about the film.
Let me do my thing here. It's about a turkey. He's smarter than the other turkeys. He's pardoned by the president.
Owen Wilson.
President's daughter picks him out.
Yeah.
President's not Owen Wilson. Please don't interject with random facts.
Sorry.
Names out of nowhere.
You're just dragging. It's dragging. You're taking a really long time to tell the facts. It's dragging.
Into what I'm saying.
Okay.
President, not Owen Wilson's character.
Yeah.
Pardons the turkey, Owen Wilson's character.
Mm-hmm.
And he is kidnapped by another turkey off the Camp David compound. They go back in time. It makes perfect sense in the film. And they go back to stop the first Thanksgiving. They join the Turkey Coalition, Free Turkey Coalition. It had abbreviations, FFT. And then it ends.
You're petering off a bit here.
No. I covered everything. I don't want to spoil it.
No, there's no spoils here. You
summarize it better than I did.
All right. Owen Wilson is a turkey. And also, there's...
He's got a purple head.
He's got a purple head, which means he's an oddball. It doesn't quite fit in. Also, there the male turkey, the other male turkey in it is supposed to be the aggressive one, who has a red head, is a Jake. His name is Jake, like my name is, but Jake Bird is actually an actual turkey. That's what young male turkeys are called, Jake Birds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then there is a time machine. He was correct about that. That's about it. And then there is Owen Wilson is top billed. You know, turkeys, top billed. He's top belt.
I can try and take a stab at summarizing if you fellas want.
No, the joke.
No, we got it.
He's top belt.
No, it's a good way to know turkeys. That you're finished.
It is actually a historical thing every year that the president does pardon one turkey. It's been a tradition that's been going on for quite some time. And Owen Wilson's character is a turkey. He gets pardoned by the president. Therefore, he's taken to Camp David. And beneath Camp David, there's this underground fortress where they're doing some experiment with a time machine, trying to create some time machine.
Thanks for elaborating on that.
And
no, yours is better than mine.
Owen Wilson and the Jake Bird go into this time machine, and they decide to go back to the first Thanksgiving so they can try and get people to stop eating turkey on Thanksgiving. And that's the basic gist of it.
All right. It's a pretty far-fetched plot. Maybe that's why it's not making sense to the viewers. I hope you guys are watching the films along with us. What very far-fetched film. What was your guys' big issue with the plot? If you had to, like, land on one thing that just seemed the most unrealistic, besides turkeys talking, because that was amongst them. For all we know, turkeys can't understand each other. So you can't pick that. What was your biggest gripe with this? I guess this is the plot hole.
My absolute biggest, gripe with it.
Yes.
I would say the fact that, old Colonel Standish there, he had, like, snippy last word, like, quips for, like, game he was hunting. When he was hunting the turkeys, he, like, pointed his musket or whatever at the turkey and he went, like, it's the end of the line for you. Who does that when
sounds
they're hunting?
Like a confident man.
Especially when you're killing something as insignificant as a fucking turkey.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know,
a fucking
bird. I don't know if we have any hunters in the audience in Wichita, Kansas.
I think he's proud of his work and he wants to live in the moment.
Yeah, you're but proud of your work. You're not killing a fucking lion. You're killing a stupid ass turkey.
That implies that there's
the
some
new
kind
world.
Of...
I mean, a turkey was a lion in the New World.
What were they? No, I'm sorry. That implies that there's some kind of there is a vengeance that this man's heart burns.
At a certain point, it's not about eating the turkey. It's just about killing.
It's personal. It's personal
issue as well. It becomes personal. You know, he has an actual vendetta against a fucking turkey.
Like in that new Jurassic Park movie where that other dinosaur kills just for the love of it. He's not killing to eat anymore.
What? Is that part?
I didn't catch that Jurassic Park. Yeah. Jurassic Park The New World, when he goes out and he looks across the field and there's all these dead dinosaurs. He goes, my God. He's killing just for the love of it now.
Did you watch Spinosaurus this last week?
No, I watched it I watched only that one scene on YouTube actually last week. Yes.
Sorry, we missed it.
No, you missed that part? No, but it's just, it doesn't make any sense. To kill for sustenance for the turkey makes sense. To do it because you have a personal gripe with turkeys doesn't really make any sense.
I mean, at a certain point when you can't kill something that you're trying to hunt,
you take it personally.
You just stop trying to hunt it.
You probably hunt something else. If you actually need food.
And especially if it's a turkey. If you can't kill one specific turkey, it's just a turkey. Move on, kill another turkey. You don't have to kill one specific points. Turkey.
Yeah. So is that both your gripes?
That's mine. That's my big one.
Share that gripe? Or?
My uncle's a bit of a hunter. You know, okay. And he doesn't have
him on.
He doesn't have a... I've asked him this before, numerous times. He doesn't have a whole long list. To be on, and to if he has quippy like one-liners every time he shoots an animal in the face, and he said, you know, I don't know. I try and stay pretty quiet, and I just shoot it, and then you know I do what I do. It's like a waste of time. If you're gonna shoot a man, absolutely. If you're gonna shoot an animal, probably not.
Most dangerous game. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta have something prepped up if you're gonna shoot a man.
Yeah, you could be right. Justin, any more gripes before we go into the things we loved about the film?
Well, and that's all for today.
Well, earlier in the film, when Owen Wilson's character, does he have a name?
Yeah, Reggie. Reggie.
Oh yeah, Reggie.
Reggie, Jake, and Jenny are the
Reggie,
characters.
Not paying attention. So in Reggie, Owen Wilson's character.
Of course he had a name. He asked us if he had a name.
I just thought they call him Wilson Turkey. That would just be real great if they just called him Owen. Yeah.
In the movie. I mean Reggie.
Anyway, so Reggie... earlier in the movie is trying to communicate with one of the human beings and he's talking, but then when you, from the human's point of view, when it's talking, you just hear him gobbling like a turkey.
Yeah.
That's really all it is, just him gobbling.
Maybe but a turkey.
So when they get into this time machine, which the time machine's name is Steve.
George Takei.
Played by George Takei. The time machine is fully capable of understanding everything that this turkey is saying and knows where to bring him, when they want to, what time period they want to go to. But it no one else can understand him. I didn't get that. That's one of them. Also, the scale of turkey to their living arrangements, a little
the tree
weird.
That they're living in. I
can
see
it
that.
It seems like it's in a constant state of flux. Mm. You know, like it's... Mm-hmm.
It does.
At one point...
It
there,
could be camera angles.
This tree is gigantic. There's like 60 turkeys living under this tree. And then these... The pilgrims, if you will, come to dig them out. And it's... The tree is suddenly a lot smaller. It's just... I don't know. It's weird.
I could see that.
Or that little offshoot they had there where they had the romantic scene. The little trellis that they built out there.
Well, you guys are sounding awfully negative, so I want to get into the things I loved about the film.
Okay.
Get on in there.
I really love what they did for the turkey mythos. I really like the shell ceremony after the chieftain died, where they matched the shells from his children to see who would be the next chief.
Yeah, I like
the ceremony. Nice turkey ceremony. I also like the burial ceremony where they flapped their wings
to get the feathers.
Yeah, circular motion.
The fallen hero.
I thought that was good. I thought that was great.
Mm. Yeah.
I just really like what they did for the turkey mythos. Any your guys' favorite parts? And the animation, but I mean, yeah. As far as plot goes, I really
did. Like, you like how they pretty much just did a copy and paste and pretty much made the turkeys the Native Americans in this scenario? Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that as well?
Pretty much ignored everything.
I think you guys are griping again.
Huh? No, I'm not griping.
You liked.
I think the plight of the Native Americans, the perfect vehicle to truly, like, really get that point across is through turkeys being hunted in the woods.
Glad
I think,
we agree.
Obviously, that is an amazing vehicle.
They even had the turkeys have, like, war paint on their face.
They had a chief.
Yep.
The turkeys had a chief.
Glad we agree on this.
Who died.
It was a good thing.
I mean, you know, I'm a little bitter about it. I mean, maybe this movie did get me caught up in an emotional whirlwind. Maybe that's why I'm speaking so passionately.
I think you
right
were
now.
Affected. It might have been too. The score by Social Distortion.
I think that was definitely it. That cover of Around the Bend they had at the end of this movie was just, can we make this the end song for this one?
You want me to edit a song onto the end of this?
I mean, if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely.
If you'd like.
Sure, I would love to and get it out by Thanksgiving 2017.
Absolutely.
I'll get right on it.
You have to go back in time to get it out by Thanksgiving 2017. Wait, no, I mean, Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet. We can't pretend. We can't pretend that it hasn't happened yet, can we? Can we?
We'll see. I'm kind of lost in the time space right now.
Okay, yeah. No, it's that's time travel.
When you're dealing with a movie about time travel.
All the time travel got me all fucked up.
Couple jive turkeys over here.
Woo, man, I tell you what. I took the red eye from Turkey Town, and I'm a little out of wax right now.
So we agree the music score
turkey
was
sure
just
does make you sleepy, don't it?
Was just
trip to van.
Any more thoughts or do we rate? I have a really good picture of Wilson's.
Wait, no, okay. I didn't know.
Just super excited.
We're my favorite. At the end of the movie, they did an Angry Birds reference.
Well,
the first
Native
time
Americans
the Native Americans
did.
Showed up for the 3 seconds they were in the film. They had a reference to the game Angry Birds. Because
it was real hot in 2014 or 13, whenever it happened to take place.
Well, you know, I'm sure
there was an Angry Birds
years.
Movie that was made, I believe.
Yeah.
Was there?
I'm not sure around this. That it came out after.
I'm pretty sure. I think it was like last year.
What do you think it's like to turn? I don't know about you guys, but most of the time this movie was happening, once they went back in time, there was already some chemistry going between Owen Wilson Turkey and Amy Poehler Turkey, and I just want to see some hot turkey action. But what do you think it would be like for turkeys to kiss? With the beaks. Because they did kiss, but
it
was like a smooch sound.
It was off camera, too. So
and it was a smooch sound.
It wasn't really any way
that's
to
not realistic. I was thinking something more
how
like
how these turkeys were going to kiss.
Like that.
Yeah. That's probably realistically what a turkey kissing
like
would sound like.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Or maybe more like a. Like maybe more like a. Look at that. Like that, though. Like that.
Yeah,
that one's realistic too, I guess. But like maybe a more prolonged like.
Yeah, that's true.
And a drag. Like a,
oh yeah, like that.
Like a
this one's got a yeah. Yeah, like a drag. Like a.
Yeah, let's just assume like that picked up all those noises.
I'm sure it did. It's a very sensitive mic. There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yep.
I you can turn your volumes back up now, because we're not going to be doing that.
I didn't write too many notes. I'm just kind of, I'm just in between here.
If you guys could be any turkey in this movie, what turkey would you be in this movie?
Oh, man.
I'm not just talking like realistically. I'm just saying like if you had your pick of the litter.
I guess
I'd
be.
The pick of the flock.
I probably would be Owen Wilson's.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's got
Reggie?
His brains on his shoulders.
Reggie?
And
he's
got a time machine.
He has a time machine.
He gets with the babe.
Runner up for me, I'd pick Owen Wilson. I'd be Reggie.
Yeah.
But runner up would be Justy, just because it's so close to my actual name.
You mean the
inbred?
The inbred, like.
The inbred
gimpy,
half chicken, half turkey.
Yeah. They made kind of like a, that was, that's, you know what? This is the closest we're going to get to a retard joke in these movies. for the end of it now. This is it.
Oh yeah, they're done.
They're done. They've been done saying retard straight out. They've done. We've seen
all the words go. By the way,
yeah, they're it's over now. Yeah. It's 2013. You know, like this. I think that will be the last like kind of sort of like thinly veiled retard joke we see in any of these movies.
Yeah. Well, besides Cars 3 with Tater or whatever.
He's just supposed to be a country bumpkin.
Yeah.
That was a bit more tongue in cheek.
Wait, no, Owen Wilson's not even in Tater 3, is he?
Yeah, we have to watch that film.
Long is he? It's about Tater 3, though. It's not about Owen Wilson.
No, it's about Owen Wilson.
Damn.
Yeah, I think he dies in this one.
Ooh. Tough break.
Yeah, we can watch the trailer.
He probably has some angel voice that talks to Tater, and that's gonna be a real rough watch. You had something about gobblers, Justin. You want to bring up?
No.
You didn't have anything about the gobbler on a turkey? Are they called? There's an actual technical term for that. Are you sure?
They just call it a gobble.
He was just saying
that little red thing that hangs off their beak.
I don't think it's called gobble.
He was just saying how they're neat.
Yeah.
It's called a gobble.
There's something that's...
A turkey gobble.
I can vaguely remember it. There's something about that.
I don't think so.
No? That's it? We're done talking about the turkey
I'll
thing?
I'll edit it in. If you remember, you can leave me a voicemail. I'll put it in there.
Okay. That's pretty neat, though, about the Jake bird, right? How I knew that before they, like, said the bird's name was Jake.
Yeah, you're incredible with the animals.
I wouldn't have even picked up on that one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Jake.
Well, now it's time to, of course, rate the film on our Panda Owen Wilson scale, which is, of course, based on three metrics. You have your quality of the film.
Uh-huh.
How beautiful is the film? Is it Oscar-worthy? Would it win some awards?
Mm-hmm. Did
quality
it win your
of the
heart?
Wilson. How good were the Wilson lines? Was he in the majority of the film? Was he top billed? And the rewatchability.
Top billed?
He was top billed, all
he
right.
He stole my joke.
He was top billed, all right.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Would you ever rewatch
Laugh
the
it
film?
Up, Butterball.
Would you ever show it to
Butterball.
And then you take a total.
Say this.
Take a total without doing any math, and that's your overall score. Who wants to go first?
I guess I will.
Yeah, you go first.
Quality of Wilson, I rated it 2. This one doesn't really stand out too much above any of the others. Quality of film, 0.5. It's basically unwatchable. This movie really should have just been a quick 30-minute short they played on ABC the weekend of before Thanksgiving. Just something quick for the kids, get some goofs and gaffs out. But, you know, instead they wanted to drag it out. They wanted to go for longevity, and they turned it into a full theatrical run. Probably not the best way of going about it because, as I believe Tom said earlier, this movie grossed $11 million. It probably cost $11 million just to pay Owen Wilson. So actually, it probably didn't cost $11 million to pay. That's a lot of money for this movie.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of money.
He probably got like $1 million, but still.
Maybe there's
a lot of people
out.
That they have to pay animators, story writers, all that. Yeah, there are a lot of
story writers.
A lot goes into these movies, and $11 million is not enough to bring it back. So yeah, watchability, I gave it 0.5. As I said earlier, it's basically unwatchable. We were really counting down the minutes on this one. So overall, it got a 1. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Would not watch it again. All
right.
Thanks for the opinion.
I'm going to do a heavy-hitting opinion here. For quality, Wilson, I give it 3. He really doesn't have any lines in this movie. Am I the only one that felt like that?
Well, he doesn't have any funny lines.
No, he just has... All his lines are like him in outrage asking pretty much what's going on.
Yeah.
He has like actually no... There is no Wilson that shines through in this movie. The most disappointing part of it.
He doesn't even say his patented wow.
Yeah.
Not even a one wow in the movie.
I'm not even looking for a wow. I'm just looking for like a little glimpse. Just a little tiny, through the forest, just that little glimpse of Wilson just like shining through a little bit. But they just have him doing all these reactionary lines. He's literally only doing reactionary lines the entire movie. Or like he's talking to Amy Poehler and, you know, that all seems reactionary as well. Not really like his own. He really doesn't. His character of Reggie doesn't really come into his own. Yeah. So I gave him a 3. And the quality of film, I gave a 2. You know, the animation was beautiful. I have never seen animation like that.
The fact that they were swaying
in the breeze, the fuzz on the baby chicks, so it's just like, wow, really, my mind was blown with that. Like, I don't know how they afforded it or how they had the time. It must have taken years to make this movie with the animation.
It's 2013. That they can do that.
I don't know, Justin. I don't know about that. I just don't know. I give the quality film a 2 just based off the animation alone. Alone on the animation. Really, you guys got to see a clip from this movie. It's incredible. Incredible.
Just watch the whole thing.
Watchability also gave a 2 because, you know, I had some laughs while I was watching it. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to be true to myself here. I had some laughs watching it. I was watching it in good company. We're all hanging out. And, you know, that's what the Owen Wilson cast is all about. That's what Owen Wilson's movies are all about. Everyone gets together around Wilson. I gave it a 2. Overall, I gave it a 2.5. That's my overall rating for the
movie. Nice.
Yeah.
That's a rating. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be echoing a lot of the same things here. It's almost like we watched the same movie. Quality of the film... I mean, the animation just blew me back.
It's incredible!
Maybe it's because I was sitting so close to the TV, but I give it a 4.
I wasn't sitting that close.
I gave it a 4 based on the animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
They must have won something for art direction or something. It was just stunning.
Well, yeah, we got to look into that. It's some kind of award. There was an ace in the hole
the
on
trees,
that team.
It's like they did every leaf by hand.
I don't understand the colors. It's truly amazing.
Quality of Wilson, I give him a 3. I can even go lower on this. It just doesn't feel right to go lower. It's like he was the main character. He's top.
Say it. Say it.
He's top booked.
No.
He really ruled the roost here.
Woo!
So I gave him a 3 because of those things. But yeah, he really doesn't do any like Wilson jokes, and it's supposed to be a comedic role. Maybe it's because we can't see him. They should have, like, digitally put his face on the turkey, I think. And, like, well, shape... You know, Amy Poehler's turkey looked like Amy Poehler.
That's true. She did.
She did kind of look like Amy Poehler.
They should have got him in the full, you know, the dots. You know, yeah. Put the dots all over him.
Get him in the dots.
Yeah, the motion tracking with the...
Rewatchability. Mm-hmm. Rewatchability, I gave it 2. I mean, it always... That number always gets a boost because we're watching friends. I would never watch this movie by myself if I had never seen it before or to see it again in the future.
If you were drunk, if you're real drunk,
would I put it on? Would I watch?
No, if it was just there. If you like turn on your TV,
no, I imagine
you're drunk and having a weird day.
To do.
You would just let that movie ride.
I actually probably
I would let that ride. I would let that movie ride for sure.
Just because the odds of it actually being on, if I happen to turn the TV on,
oh fuck, no way.
I gave it a 2. Overall, I gave it a 3 and a little asterisk next to it because of animation.
The animation was stunning.
So with our numbers combined, we got a 2.75.
All animation on that rating.
Pure animation.
I almost tried to reach through your TV screen while I was watching.
I tried to hug the big burly chicken.
Oh yeah, Jake.
Yeah. Mm. Great, great. Mm. Yeah, but anyway,
that's great.
Now it's time for Pitch of Wilson! Who wants to go first?
Turkeys.
I wrote one. I'll go first so you guys could think.
Yeah, right. You wrote one down.
You wrote one. We should save yours for last.
This is what Tom gets paid for.
I wrote it while work. You guys were talking about your
Tom
gripes
gets paid
with the
to
film. No, I didn't write it down at work. I just wrote it here.
You did.
I just wrote it here while you guys are talking about
your
gripes.
I know everything you did at work.
Owen Wilson plays a human mole man person.
I love it already.
No genitals. He's a person. Yeah. Mole person.
Yeah.
He burrows underground into people's homes, murders their families, and eats their jams and preserves out of the fridge. a crafty FBI agent is assigned to track him down. And, you know, it's happening all throughout the suburbs of maybe outside Chicago. So, you know, they go into the homes, David Duchovny has to crawl down into the hole.
Of course it's David Duchovny.
Go after the mole people. He finds their den. It's kind of like Labyrinth, you know, like he's like going through a maze like, and he tracks them down. He runs into a whole family of mole people. The brothers are played by John Lovitz and Paul Giamatti. And there's a shootout, and I don't want to ruin it, So
this is happening.
That's right, the cast. Yeah. It's I cast it.
It's already signed.
And it's just Cole. It's gonna just be called Mole. Just Mole. Because it's so original, you know. You want the name to, like, no one's heard Mole before. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. All right.
It's just called Mole.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see Wilson
Paul play Giamatti and John Lovitz.
Who eats think of how families. Little
makeup they'll have to do.
No, that's. I mean, that's why you casted them, because you could just slap them in there and be like, "That's it. They're mole people.
They're
already.
Mole people.
They're already mostly hairless.
Put some, like, teeth on them or
pretty,
something.
Oh, that's it. This is the teeth. Yeah. The fake teeth.
Little shoulder hair.
I'm sure they already have that.
And who wants to go next?
I'll go next. I'm talking in my beer can, sorry. I'm thinking Owen Wilson is happily married. To who, you might ask? Well, Owen Wilson is half of his. I don't. I am. I might be.
Using a lot of words.
Shut up. Just everyone be quiet. I'm trying to pitch my Wilson here. All right. Owen Wilson is happily married to I'm blanking on literally every single name that could possibly get into
Maria
this.
Bella. Are you talking about a famous person from
no,
history?
No, not a famous person. I'm talking about
the movie's about him being married to an
actress? Owen Wilson is married to a woman, and he owns a house. He's a homeowner, and he has two children. Each are a year and a half apart, right? And now he's married to Selma Hayek. Why not? Let's throw her in there.
But the actor, like, in the movie, he's married to Selma Hayek? Or he's
no, no, he's married to a woman whose name is Jennifer. And Jennifer's played by Selma Hayek. So he's a dad. He's, like, really getting his dadhood and everything. But, like, his biggest gripe is that, like, everyone keeps playing with the thermostat. So he becomes obsessed with this thermostat, and he won't stop, like, just, like, obsessing over it. He actually gets a camera to spy on the thermostat, make sure no one's touching it. And, you know, it ends up, he gets becomes so obsessed with it that he ends up, like, losing hours at work because he's running home, and he gets fired from work. And then he's just sitting in there like a crazy hermit. He stops cutting his fingernails. He has really long fingernails, like, super long hair. He stops showering. He's just sitting there staring at the thermostat all the time, just like constant vigilance, just staring at the thermostat, making sure no one touches it. Well, then he ends up going insane, and he gets committed to the mental hospital, and then the movie just goes from there, where he's in a mental hospital just talking about thermostats and climate control. Well, then eventually he gets out, and he becomes an HVAC technician.
Who plays the children?
Who plays the children? Tom Hardy plays all five of them.
Okay. And
well, there's two friends. There's two boys that he has, and there's two friends. One is a boy and one's a girl. Tom Hardy plays all of them.
What about who plays the doctor in the mental institute?
The doctor in the mental institute?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just natural that Joaquin Phoenix would play that.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Why not?
What's the name of it?
It's called Global Warming.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Wait, Pilot Light.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's.
Wait, it's called Top Build. Right, I'm sorry, okay? Whatever.
What do you
Justin.
Got for us, Justin? I saw you doing a little research over there on your phone to get your facts straight.
Well. Oh, yeah.
He used a couple Wi-Fi.
Which company did Owen Wilson found this week?
Not going to do that one this time, Tom. Owen Wilson plays Mike Ness, the singer of Social Distortion. However, it's an alternate reality where Mike Ness, as a side gig being the front man of Social Distortion, is an Abraham Lincoln impersonator. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin, and he's a real cheddarhead, and he lets his passion of loving cheddar and Lincoln kind of mingle with each other when a local Cheese Festival is in town in Madison, Wisconsin. And while at the Cheese Festival, there's a really old cheese that is the prize cheese of the festival. And Mr. Ness eats this cheese and hallucinates that he's back in time on the Titanic. And he knows about the fate of the vessel, and he tries to warn Captain Smith not to take the course he wants to take and completely miss the iceberg. But while doing so, he falls in love on the Titanic, not with Kate Winslet,
Rose.
But with a young man.
Yeah.
Mm. It is a kind of a taboo thing because it's 1912.
Mm-hmm. Damn, you got a lot of facts.
And you know, this whole time, while he's on the Titanic, he is in full Abraham Lincoln regalia. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's a real romp. You guys are going to love it.
Wow. That pitch is very deliberate.
Wow. I've never seen you so excited about talking about anything.
It seems like you've had that bottled up for a long time.
That's all I got. And the movie is going to be called Split Second.
Nice.
Actually, no. I change it. It's going to be called...
I Would Not Tell Why.
The Link Ness Monster.
I think just right now, ladies and gentlemen, I saw Justin just sigh in relief and then lean back in his chair after getting that out of him.
It came out of me like a demon.
I heard him relax. So you ever hear someone relax? That was crazy.
I really bottled that one up in me, guys.
I'm not gonna lie, it was damn good.
Thanks.
It was damn good.
Congratulations. You've stolen the show.
You wrote yours down, too. And
I wrote it down while you guys were talking, so I wouldn't forget the
actor's work.
Names.
You wrote that down at work. We all know what you do for work.
Well, anyway, that wraps up the cast today. I want to remind you
already?
To go and subscribe.
I got a lot of points. I got a lot more points to get to here.
Tell your friends about us, and then email
us. Which one?
Your friend's name that you recommend it, and we will send both of you $5 in quarters.
Or
just a personal shout out on the show.
Sure.
I mean, I guess we could do that.
I think
we're
gonna
have to
pay someone though.
You know what? Send us your friend you recommended it to's email address, and we will harass the shit out of them until they tell us that they listened to it.
That's right.
Not even until they tell us. We're just going to do it. We'll do it for a week straight. We'll just say that. Because someone could lie and say they listened to it. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know how to get that access to that information.
So much work.
But anyways, you know the email address, right, guys? It's Snake and T, spelt out A-N-D-T-E-A is
at,
T.
At
Gmail.
It looks like
Gmail,
an A with a circle around it.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. At gmail.com. And, we're also on Facebook and we're on Instagram and we're
easy there.
We've been on Instagram before.
Just subscribe, download it, listen to it, tell someone about it, and write us a funny email.
That's all we want.
That's all we want.
Hey, just a hello. Just know that someone's out there. And tell me about Wichita. Tell us about Wichita.
Yeah. What's the weather like?
What's it like?
Yeah. And guys, enjoy your Thanksgiving 2017. We wrote that Thanksgiving song. Do you guys want to perform it?
Oh, shit. Right now? We haven't rehearsed this one yet at all, actually. It's a little embarrassing, but I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should.
You're going to start.
And a two, and a...
Thanksgiving comes just
once a year.
You
might as well not
shed
a tear.
Listen
as I tell you, Thanksgiving is here.
Everyone
is here. Thanksgiving with
eat some pie,
beer.